sorry, dear brothers and sisters. I'm supposed to be at 5 here, but as the first day in Ramadan, we have a lot of activities in the masjid for the iftar and this. So been a little bit busy there. I just finished, but again, I have no much time to stay with you except in the later in the evening. But now we have about a couple of minutes. If any question, you can immediately now raise your hand and ask a question, please. Okay, Junaid. Go ahead, please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanted to know whether I have a reward for reading the Quran in phonetic Arabic, since I do not know how to read Arabic text. Alright, what other text you are going to read Quran with? No, the other texts. Is it the Urdu style? No, the English. The English, you mean the English letter transliteration? No, that is not a way to read the Quran. It is essentially to read in the Arabic phonetic, if yani like the Urdu style, it's all Arabic, but they put some signs to show how to pronounce this letter. That is a different issue, and that is permissible. But to read the Quran in English phonetic, for example, that is not it's not going to give you the proper pronunciation. But you read the Arabic as your ability as you can, and Allah Ta'ala will help you in that. Naam. Naam. Tom Breaker, go ahead. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakum alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please tell me how one can get forgiven completely for all sins, major and minor. This is asked in order to know, receive any punishment in the grave, day of judgment, or in the fire. Jazakum Allah khair wa iyyakum. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih. Wa man qana imana wa ihtisaban, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." Whosoever fast Ramadan believing in the obligation of it and seeking the reward of it from Allah Ta'ala, then all of his previous sins will be forgiven. And whomsoever stands for night prayers in the month of Ramadan, believing that it is liked by Allah Ta'ala and seeking the reward of it from Allah Ta'ala, then as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that all his previous sins will be forgiven. And Isa Sallam said, As-salawatul khams, Ramadan ila Ramadan, wal-jum'ah ila salatul khams, al-jum'ah ila jum'ah, Ramadan ila Ramadan, مكفرات لما بينهن مبايا. The five time prayers, the Jum'ah to Jum'ah, and the Umrah to Umrah. Are causes, and Ramadan to Ramadan are causes for forgiveness. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. They perfect Hajj would not have a reward except the Jannah. علي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد من حج ولم يرفض ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. Whomsoever performs Hajj without any rafat, meaning sexual intercourse or speech or introductory to sexual intercourse, ولم يفسق, and he did not say or do or look or hear anything wrong. Woman, نعم. رجع من ولدته أمه. He returns back from his Hajj as he was born, free of the sins. As free of the sins as he was born. So all these shows that this is a forgiveness for these sins. Now, major or minor, this the ulama have different opinions on that, but from the apparent meaning of all the hadith, it seems that it's all minor and major, Allah alam. But to have the minor or major sins forgiven, you got to be serious and sincere and certain. نعم والله أعلم. أمة الله تعالى, go ahead. We asked the Imam and he said, when you don't say takbir, when you don't say takbir, that is when the sujood is made. If the takbir I said, you go into ruku', I wanted to confirm, is this correct? As I learned that when the Prophet ﷺ would ascend or descend in the salah, he would say takbir. Jazakum Allah khair. نعم, takbir is with every ruku' and sujood, rising and bowing, prostration, whatsoever, except for rising from ruku', there you don't say takbir, you say sami' Allahu liman hamida. Other than that, all these, whenever you ascend or you descend, then you say Allahu Akbar, and that is wajib, from the wajibat of the salah. If you miss it, you need to do sujood sahw if it is unwillingly. Second question, assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. We read that Taraweeh Salah yesterday and the Imam recited a verse which had sujood, and then said takbir, because the sins are completely segregated from the brothers and our masjid, some of us made sujood and some of us went into ruku'. Those of us who made sujood were lost within the salah, so tried to catch up with the imam. Okay, it seems that there was a mistake in the salah where the imam recited the ayah of sajda. Well, if they returned back and did the ruku', then they have done good and nothing on them. If not, then these two rak'at, then we need to know what they did. If they continued, yani without the ruku', they continue with the imam and made taslim, then the salah, these two rak'at are not valid. Na'am, wallahu alam. Okay. Hassan, go ahead. Also, Aisha Kabo, go ahead. Right, Aisha Kabo says, Shabnom asked, if a woman finishes her menses before Fajr and sees bronze to yellow blood after doing her ritual bath? Should she fast on the day and consider what comes out as all blood? Well, this is called al-kudra or sufra. The brush is called kudra, and the yellow is called sufra. If this kudra or sufra seen after you saw the sign of distinction from the menses, then you don't take care of that. But if it is during the still the time of the period of it, of your menses, then this is from the menses. But if it is right after it, then you don't consider it. Wallahu a'lam. Hassan, you have any question? You gotta take this as the last question, inshallah ta'ala, for today. وإياكم. And inshallah we're gonna hold the session, special session for the woman in Ramadan, including the menses and whatsoever, inshallah. Right, I got to, as we have answered almost everyone's questions. Those who have more questions, you can send them to the email, as I am in Hari now. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.